I keep looking for things we can say to Trump's supporters that just might wake them up. Here's a very basic one. President Trump has repeatedly told us that all criticism of him is fake news. That can't be right. No one is infallible. No one. Because it can't be right, his claim drives these conclusions. First, we have to tell the difference between what the president says that's true and what the president says that's false. It cannot be either all true or all false. Second, the claim is an attempt to pull the wool over our eyes. If we can't look or see criticism, then we lose the ability to tell truth from fiction. Third, just take a cold, hard look at this without fear or favor one way or the other. Blocking our view of criticism is the first technique of dictators. It insulates them from resistance. One of the first things Trump did in office was to look into pulling the license of the main broadcast news stations. That would have powerfully insulated him from criticism and scared many critics into silence. Once that happens, the consequence for the rest of us can be catastrophic. Dictators, including Vladimir Putin, Trump's mentor, don't look out for our welfare once they no longer have to. Silencing or discrediting all criticism of them as fake gives them the ability to take aim at everything you care about, everything that stands in their way, and to claim whatever they want, personal wealth and the power to reward all those who will bow to their will. That's the dictator's game. Command enough power to silence all dissent and force everyone to do their bidding. We've repeatedly kicked out politicians that disappointed us. The objective of all autocrats is to discredit democracy, a free press, and honest elections so that there's little chance of their being kicked out. The men and women we've been calling the greatest generation gave their all to protect what America's founders bequeathed us. Putin's and Trump's attacks on a free and critical press and their discounting any threat to honest elections undermine our commitment to democracy. The real answer to the flaws of democracy is the dedication of Americans, winners and losers, to democracy's principles. I've never met Trump and claim no way to know for sure what's in his heart, but as a lawyer, I know from professional experience that the most convincing people you'll ever meet are the con men. We can't read their hearts. We have to gauge the risk from their actions and claims. Lambasting the press categorically as if all the men and women, young and old, who are toiling to get the facts, can never get anything right, is a sure way to protect what should not be protected. Let me end with a book pick. In The Plot to Destroy Democracy, Malcolm Nance looks at the facts with the cold, calculating eye of a man who spent his life in American national intelligence. Based on Russian purposes, institutions, and behaviors, he concludes that the Russians are deliberately threatening our democratic system. Democracy threatens the impunity of autocratic rulers to kill, torture, and steal from their own people in order to protect their own power and maximize their own wealth. Regardless of collusion, conspiracy, or disloyalty, the combination of Russia's and Trump's attacks on the fundamentals of democracy clear the path for tragedy. And our crucial response will be what we do leading up to the elections and at the polls.